My name is Patrice Kunish. I am the Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development at USDA, that's the Department of Agriculture.
And for several weeks, you and others at the Department of Agriculture were unable to communicate with your constituencies or even us reporters. So this is an opportunity for you to tell us how this might be affecting, how the shutdown affected people who have, for example, USDA loans through rural development. I've heard a couple of anecdotal stories, but please tell us where things stand.
Well, thank you, Julie, for the opportunity to chat with you today. During the three-week shutdown, of course, we were not processing any of our grant applications or loan applications for businesses, for housing, for water systems. We have a tremendous backlog. Not only were we not processing loans, we weren't actually approving loans, and that meant that many, many people who had expected to receive new homes did not get their new homes or did not get the grant for their business proposal, or were not able to initiate the water system that they had planned for. So there was a lot of disruption and a lot of confusion. A lot of people were very disappointed that they were not able to get into that home or to make the grant work. So where we are at now, I've been touring the facility here in St. Louis. Janie Dunning, our state director, you mentioned that we have about 500 or more employees. I started in the mail room, and we have an avalanche of mail that's come through over the last 3 weeks, and the employees out here have been diligently opening up every single letter, marking it, noting it, where does it belong, what pile does it belong, is it a payment, is it an application, is it documents that support a loan. It is a massive undertaking, and these employees have just been real troopers. There's a lot of camaraderie and really good spirits here. People are leaving their regular job, a regular position, and moving into makeshift rooms to just basically open the mail. From there, we went into the scanning room to see where what they do with all the paperwork, and then from that, it actually gets processed in one office or another. I actually wanted to let the employees know that the message from the secretary is that we very much appreciated the undertaking. One, that they weathered the furlough intact and in good spirits, that they came back to work, and that they're really pulling together teamwork here. It's really tremendous teamwork out here to get us back on track and to get the engines going in rural development.
Was the entire staff in St. Louis furloughed, and was that the case for rural development folks across the nation?
We had some accepted employees, so I did meet especially with the accepted employees this morning. There were about maybe 30 folks that were accepted, and these were folks in the IT systems, these were folks in the collections office, these were folks that oversaw all of our finance and loan processing. There were some tremendous disruption in the services that we perform. We had both, as I said, loan making. We wanted to give out home loans that were interrupted. We also had foreclosures, homes that were actually being bought back. And it was very disruptive. And these employees, I remarked to them, it was like Apollo 13 mission, had to put their heads together and figure out how are we going to accomplish this mission and bring it home. There were a lot of glitches in the IT system that were fixed and patched and pulled together. The finance office kept everything intact. Employees were really quite remarkably resilient, but it also showed that they worked together and they made it work. And we kept the mission going during that 16 days, and to get things started up again, it's just an immense undertaking. So I wanted to thank them for weathering the furlough, for processing this backlog, and I know that the future work that we're going to be doing is going to take a lot of good effort as well.
Yes. How long do you anticipate? I know it's probably a question that you can't completely answer, but when do you expect things will get back to quote unquote normal?
Well, I think we want to be conservative and say it'll take a couple weeks, but from the effort and energy I've seen out here, the staff and employees are just pushing through the mounds and mounds of paperwork and processing the information. We already have closed out the year end. We thought that was going to take a couple weeks, and our finance office got that done in good order. It's just really good, concerted work, focused work, and just very diligent attention to getting the work done. So we actually think we're going to be cutting off and shaving days off. A couple of employees would tell me, well, I'm on October 4th or I'm on October 14th. So they're actually marking the days of progress. So I know they want to get that mail done and get back to their regular jobs as soon as possible as well.
Some of the stories I heard about the shutdown is that some people were trying to make their house payments and the system was closed, so the checks didn't go through and they started getting collection calls for late house payments. Is that sort of thing going to have lasting effects on these folks, or is that something that will be forgiven?
Yeah, we know that these are exigent circumstances. And that was one of the tables that I was reviewing, mail that people were bringing in, making payments and so forth. So we know that these are exigent circumstances. Of course, the loan, their payments are due, and as long as they made the regular process, everything will be just fine. Even though it was a bit late, everything will be just fine.
All right. Well, it has to be comforting to know and to see in person the folks that are working to get things back up to quote unquote normal for you. So I would assume that that's going on across the nation. How many rural development offices are there? And is there one in every state?
No, we don't. We have 47 state offices, and then from that we have field offices. We have 4,700 employees. And when I came back to work, I was not an accepted employee, so I actually was furloughed myself. I was very anxious about what was going on in the office and really wanted to help out the best I could. So when I came back, I got in early, about 7 o'clock, and was outside greeting employees on the steps coming into the building. And what I saw then and what I see here, the employees are very happy to be back to work. And one of the state director out here said, we have two kinds of families. We have our work family and we have our home family. And I could see that people were so delighted to be back at work, pulling together, as I said, really diligent teamwork here. But employees across the country have reported just being very appreciative of having jobs to go back to. They have good work, and they know that they're making a big impression, a very positive impact in rural America.
Well, thank you, Deputy Secretary. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I didn't ask?
Well, I just want to say that we have to thank all federal employees. We don't do this work in isolation. A lot of the work that we do intersects with other agencies, and it intersects with state agencies and county agencies. We have stakeholders in the field. I mean, there's a very broad network for the work that we do. So not only was our work interrupted, it interrupted systems across the nation. And we are very appreciative of being back to work, as I said, but we're also appreciative of the fact that our work does matter. And I think we're all very excited to be back accomplishing the mission and making sure that the people who need our assistance and the employees who feel appreciated for the work that they've done, that we're all mission critical. It's part of the bigger mission, I know, of USDA, but when we all work together, things get done and we make a tremendous impact.